Ah, December, or as I like to call it, the cozy reading season. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new big stories from a pair of unusual European voices. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. When I saw The Size of the Lack of Light by Nino Haratischvili, I was a little daunted. Well, turns out it's not a page too long. This epic novel unfolds over two alternating timelines. One, a single night at a photography retrospective in Brussels in 2019, that brings together three long-separated friends, the other ranging through the decades that define their friendship, beginning in the late 1980s in a shared apartment courtyard in Tbilisi, Georgia, a few years before the fall of the Soviet Union, and continuing as the former Soviet Republic tumbles into criminality, mob rule, and the threat of civil war. The photo exhibition celebrates the work of their fourth friend, Dina, who died by suicide 20 years earlier, a fact we learn in the first chapter, but come to fully understand only 700 eagerly turned pages later. The narrator is Kito, who grows up in a delightfully quirky household with two battling grandmothers, a widowed physicist father, and a beloved older brother. The story follows her friendships with brilliant Ira, daring Dina, and beautiful Nini, the latter being the darling daughter of a mobster family. From their schoolyard beginnings, through young loves, emerging talents, and life-changing decisions, everything thrown into high relief by the unfolding disaster around them. Ferrante lovers will find many echoes of the Neapolitan novels here, the plot featuring almost mythic levels of intensity in love and grief, centering the importance of women's friendship. And in Surge, a novel by Yasmina Reza, a feisty French-Jewish family takes a road trip to Auschwitz. Reza, best known here for the plays God of Carnage and Art, brings her skill at high-energy dialogue to the story of three aging siblings, Jean, Serge, and Nana Popper, narrated by Jean. We meet him at the community pool where he's taken his ex-girlfriend Marion's 9-year-old son to teach him to swim. "I've never been entirely sure who I am to him," he comments, and the reader will need to pay close attention or find themselves in a similar boat with a throng of named characters who arrive in the pages that follow. For example, in describing the Sunday lunches held at their mother's house before her death, John introduces a slew of family members. Quote, "Josephine, Serge's daughter, came to the doorstep every other week, already exasperated. Victor, Nana and Ramos's son, was training at the École Émile Boyot, the Harvard of gastronomy, according to Ramos, who pronounces it Howard. All of these people are important, as are the culinary credentials of the mostly offstage Victor, whose career options become a bone of contention among the extremely argumentative older generation. It is Josephine who spearheads the family trip to Auschwitz. Her father's first reaction is indicative of the tone of the entire adventure. You know, I paid through the nose for a course in eyebrows, and now look where that's gotten her. She wants to go to Auschwitz. What's wrong with this girl?" Like her cousin Victor's, Josephine's employment goals are a hot topic in the family, but this family can argue about anything, and will. Final scenes in a hospital waiting room add poignancy to the mix. Serge is a lot of fun and very smart about family, aging, and being Jewish.
The books are The Lack of Light by Nino Haratischvili and Surge by Yasmina Reza. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WYPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.